Let's see, we're continuing Emir Hashem today on Kuf Gimel 103a, and we are picking up Emir Hashem on Kuf Beis and Mabez 102b, two lines up from the bottom. Gufa, Yom Tov Shechalios Achar Shabbos, when Yom Tov falls out on Mazi Shabbos, Rav Amar Yakno, Ushmol Amar Yan Hak. So remember again, we alluded to this Machlokes in the previous Amud about when you have Mazi Shabbos going into Yom Tov, what is the proper order for all of the different processes? Remember, again, we've got Kiddush, we've got Havdalah, we've got Aner, Besamim, well, not Besamim, but Zman, Shechianu. So what should you do? So Rav says, Yakna, Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, Shmuel, Yanha, Yayin, Ner, Havdalah, Kiddush. Top of Kuf Gimel. V'Rabba Amar Yahanak. Rabba says Yahanak. Yayin Havdala Ner Kiddush. V'Levi Amar Kanyo. Kiddush Ner Yayin Havdala. V'Rabbana Amri Kino. Kiddush Yayin Ner Havdala. Marbrei Dravna Amar Nikiyo. Ner Kiddush Yayin Havdala. Marsa Mishmin Rabbi Yoshua Nihak. Ner Yayin Havdala Kiddush. Shach Le'avodish Shmuel L'Rabbi. So again, fundamental machlokas as to what the proper order is. And obviously each one has their own svara. So Shalach le avod Shmuel Rabbi. So the father of Shmuel sent to Rabbi the following day. Then Rabbeinu, Rabbi teach us. Seder Havdalos Heich. What is the proper order for Havdalah? General Seder Havdalos. What is the proper order for Havdalah? So the Shalach le kach Amar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Sharam Mishum Abiv Sharam Mishum Rabbi Yosheb Ben Chananya Nihayak. Or niyak ner havdala yain kiddush. Amr Rabbi Chanina, Mashal Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. So what could this be compared to? Lemelech shiyatza, to a king that left. Ba'afarchus nichnas. And again, he has a, let's say again, the king is leaving, but there's a nobleman who's entering. So what do? So remember again, you have two choices. You have to escort out the king, and you also have to welcome the nobleman. Which one comes first? So the Gemara says, Malavin es hamelech v'achakach yotzin likras afarchus. So it makes sense to go ahead and first escort out the king. That ultimately, again, represents Havdalah, because again, remember, Shabbos is the king, and then it makes sense to welcome in the nobleman that represents Yom Tov. So in this case over here, right, the logic would be, first go ahead and take care of Havdalah, that's escorting out the king, escorting out Shabbos, and then you could welcome the nobleman, that's the Kiddush for Havdalah. My Havdalah. So bottom line, by the way, what is the Halacha? So Abaye Omar, Abaye says, Yak Zino, Yayin Kiddush Zman Ner Havdalah, but Rava Amar Yak Nahaz. And Rava said, no, it's Yayin Kiddush Havdalah Zman. And the Gemara says, Hilchasa Ki Rava, the Halacha follows Rava. And that's indeed how we pass on Halacha L'maisa. So when you have a Shabbos going into Yom Tov, the what we do in Kiddush on the first night of Yom Tov, Amaseh Shabbos, is Yayin Bari Pri Agafen, Kiddush, that's the bracha of Kiddush for Yom Tov, Ner, Borei Ma'arei Ha'esh, Havdalah, Amavdil, and then Shechianu. Rav Huna, Bar Yehuda, Ikla, Lebei, Rava. So Rav Huna, Bar Yehuda went to the house of Rava. Aislo Kamayhu, Ma'or, Ubisamim. They brought before him, again, a candle, and Bisamim, Barich, Rava abisamim bereish v'hadir amar. So Rava made the bracha on bisamim first, and then he made the bracha bari mareish. Amar le, ay v'ha ben beisham ben beisilal ma'ar bereish v'hadir bisamim. Yet beisham and beisilal both agree that you make the bracha on the nair, on the candle first, and then bisamim. So Gemara says, what, first of all, what are you referring to when you say beisham and beisilal both agree with that? Where do we see that? Umahi disnan beisham omrim nair umazim bisamim behavdala. So again, this is an actually interesting case where, let's say again on Matzei Shabbos, you had shalosh this and shalosh this extended past the time that Shabbos was over. Therefore, at the time you're making Havdalah, you also have an obligation to bench. So what's the proper order? So Beis Shammai says, Ner, right, benching, Bisamim and Havdalah. Beisil Omrim, Ner, Bisamim, Mazon, V'Havdalah. So the idea over here is, in both models, Ner, the candle, Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh, is coming before Bisamim. Ani Rava Basrei. Rava answered afterwards, Va'amar Zutiv Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Aval Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says, Lo nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel al hamazon shu betchila val avdala shehi besof. So both Beis Shammai Beis Hillel agree that first you're going to bench, and then benching's at the beginning, havdala's at the end. I aman nechleku. So what do they argue about? Al hamor ve'al habesamim. They argue on the order, ultimately again, of borei ma'orei ha'ish and borei minei besamim. Beis Shammai says, ma'or v'yachakach besamim. So Beis Shammai says first candle and then besamim. Beis Hillel omrim besamim v'yachar kach ma'ar. Beis Hillel says no, first besamim and then esh. V'am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says nagua am ke Beis Hillel v'ali b'drabi Yehuda. Ultimately, again, and the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan says that we conduct ourselves like Beis Hillel in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda, meaning that halacha l'maisa we go ahead and paskin that we go ahead and we recite the bracha on first the besamim and then ultimately again on the R afterwards. Okay, so stop over here again. It's a two dots. So stop over here for today. Shkayach, everyone.